Welcome to the Kid Craddock Podcast. It's a condensed version of the show. We've painstakingly smushed it together for your listening pleasure.
Yeah, buddy. Give us a call at 800-KID-LIVE.
800-543-3548.
800-5-GEEK-IT.
But do it if you want to share your first world problem. Don't be ashamed. We're in the nest right here. It's all good to laugh at our problems. Those are the ones we're looking for.
Right.
Those things that are not that big of a issue.
You're like, if that's my worst problem, I'm actually having a pretty good life going.
Yeah. You know, for example, I'm probably going to end up spending a little bit more money at the bar this weekend because we get an extra hour.
There you go.
Hashtag first world problem. Yeah, don't forget your clocks are going to move forward.
Back. We get an hour.
Fall back.
So.
You get an extra hour at the club, at the bar, sleep, all that good stuff. Don't forget about that. And don't forget also your passwords coming up here in about 10 minutes. But we do need to take your calls. We got a couple text messages here from you, Kid Nation.
Yeah.
Guys, my bedroom is so big that I have to use several different outlets to vacuum it because the cord doesn't reach. Hashtag first world problem. Thank you.
How big is your bedroom? My goodness.
That's got to be bigger than my apartment.
God,
that I lived in when I first moved out here. Need multiple outlets.
Yeah, right.
One outlet, you do the whole place, huh?
And don't, Josh, I feel you on this. Josh says, from Savannah, I have 27 pairs of shoes. Not one pair matches my dang suit. Hashtag first world problems.
That's true. That's a real one.
I hate when that happens.
Yeah.
How many pair do you have, Kelly? If you had to guess.
Oh, gosh.
If you had to guess, 50?
Yeah, 50, 60, maybe.
Jenna?
Same.
JC?
I'm just guessing. I don't know.
Yeah.
Maybe like 10 or less?
You have more than 10 pairs of shoes.
I'll count later.
I see your shoes.
You did?
You have more than 10 pairs.
Yeah. I just have the same shoe in different colors.
I have a lot more sneakers now than I used to.
I may have 20.
Yeah, I'll count later. I'm intrigued now. But I would say about 10.
Yeah.
But Jenna,
you wear the same ones over and over.
Right.
But when you need that one pair, mm-hmm. you really need them. That's why you keep them.
Exactly. Just in case. Let's go to the phones here.
Okay.
Hi, Carrie.
Hey.
So we sort of touched on this long hair issue already, but you have one as well.
Yes. My hair is all the way down to my hips.
Wow.
Ooh. So I'm constantly getting it caught in the door of my car or the window if I have it rolled down.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, the window.
To the wall.
The window or the sunroof. Yeah.
Hashtag first world problems.
Really painful when it gets caught.
How long does it take you to brush that hair out when you wash it, Carrie?
About an hour.
Wow.
Yeah, that's the downside in long hair. It takes forever to brush and dry.
So a guy can't call you at the last minute and say, hey, let's go to blah, blah, blah. Be ready in 10 minutes.
No, we know it's an hour and a half, and an hour and 20 minutes is hair.
Yeah.
To get ready. Yeah.
Exactly. Yeah, it's tough. It's tough being a girl.
But it's pretty.
It is really pretty. Thank you, Carrie, for sharing. I've dealt with the same problem that Caitlin's about to give us here.
Come on.
Hi, Caitlin.
Hi, good morning, y'all.
Good morning. So what's your first world problem?
So I do this thing where I try not to finish my conditioner before my shampoo.
Uh-huh.
So inevitably it happens, and I have a hassle of going all the way to the beauty salon and paying for some expensive shampoo.
So you want your shampoo and conditioner to run out at the same time, but yet you don't manage to be able to do that.
Yeah, that's not. Exactly. Yeah, that never happens.
Like, why can't we make that happen? There's got to be a way that we just get a pump or something. Because it's not fair.
Yeah.
You should buy bigger containers of conditioner.
I know, but even if you do that, you'll still manage to not have it even.
These are problems I can't relate to.
That's why it's a first world problem. Yeah, you don't have hair right now.
Not right now, no.
Yeah.
I'm sporting the bald look for the wintertime.
Do you keep shampoo and conditioner in your shower?
Nope.
Just in case someone else wants to use it?
I think. I moved some that belonged to my ex-girlfriend, I think.
Okay.
Optimistically.
Don't you want to use the shampoo and the conditioner for your butt throw?
Yeah, you got hair on that
butt. Just the ass, bro. I just use regular body wash for that.
Oh, just regular soap?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
It's all good. Thank you for sharing, Caitlin. What's up, Sean?
Hey, good morning, guys.
Good morning, buddy.
It's a little bit chilly here this morning, so I went and warmed up the car for the kids before I took them to school, and I turned the seat warmers on. But by the time I got in, the seat warmers were way too hot, and I had to turn them off again.
Yeah.
Hashtag first world problem. Yeah.
We're at that point of the season where it's not It's not too cold for the seat warmers.
You want it warm enough and not where your butt's.
Yeah, it took me a week to figure out how to turn off my steering wheel warmer.
That's like, so cool. Oh, it's on the screen now.
Yeah. Right. I didn't know.
Well, he should have asked you first, JC. Well, he's had a week of time.
He's had that kind of truck way longer than I have.
Yeah.
He should be teaching me. He taught me some stuff on my truck.
You know,
a couple months ago.
Yeah.
I didn't know I had a little stand.
The old guy step.
Yeah. I put down my tailgate, Kelly. And then I get this little stick that pops up, and I can use that to
get up on
for leverage.
Wow.
To get up on there. Just in case my knees are hurting.
There, right? Found it?
Just found it.
I didn't even know he had it.
I didn't know I had it, yeah. That's pretty cool. From the text, this is great. 2 weeks ago when LSU beat the number 2 team in the country, I like how they don't even want to mention Georgia's name. I could not rush the field with everyone because I was in a suite. Hashtag first world problems.
Is that from Kelly Raspberry?
Well played. Yeah, right?
How's that going to go this weekend?
LSU versus Alabama. I don't know.
Ooh-wee.
I don't know. LSU definitely has to beat them to stay in it. And right now, they're going to the playoffs.
Go Tigers. Roll Tide. All that.
It's going to be a great game. I'm so excited for that game. Go Tigers. Hi, Jeremy.
Hey, guys. How's it going?
It's going awesome. What's your first world problem, buddy?
So my first world problem is this weekend I want to go fishing, but I can't decide what boat to use.
Wait a minute, homeboy. You got two boats?
I got two brand new boats last year, and both species of fish are biting, so I can't decide if I want to go for speckled trout or bass.
So which one tastes better?
Well, I throw the bass back to catch them for fun. The speckled trout tastes better, I guess.
Go for the trout. So I made the decision for you.
Stupid guy question. So you have a different type of boat depending on what type of fish you're going to fish for?
Correct.
Wow.
Because salt water, they have bigger waves, so I got to get a little bigger boat. And for freshwater. Not as big waves.
How about that?
Did not know that.
We learned something new.
Buy me two boats.
Yeah. Right?
Jeremy dropping knowledge on us.
Yeah.
I had no idea.
I'd go with the salt water, dog.
Yeah. Is that the speckled trout?
Yeah.
Yeah, right?
Bigger, I remember him said salt water was the bigger boat.
There you go. Jeremy, you have fun. Be safe out there. Two boats, Al. You're over here wanting just one, dude.
Just one boat. I just want one boat.
What would you name it?
I don't know. I hadn't got that far yet.
Oh, you don't have a name picked out?
No.
That's the first thing.
Everything with the
just
boat.
Don't do No Fat Chicks Part 2.
Yeah, I had a buddy that had a boat called No Fat Chicks.
Isn't that awful? No Fat Chicks was the name of his boat.
Yes, worked for the sales department. Yep.
They would go out to the lake, and you know how they line the boats up and people party on the boat?
Yeah. Yes.
No Fat Chicks. Did he ever really keep...
I never saw any fat
women off?
I don't know. I didn't go out with him all the time, but...
That's gutsy to have that. That is way gutsy. I don't know if I would...
That's bad.
I wouldn't go on that boat.
Your wife wouldn't let you.
No way. Hi, Kelsey.
Hi. I have a puppy that we've had her for about 5 months. She has torn up the couch. She's torn up part of a bed frame that was an antique.
Oh.
End table, couch, and just... everything.
Yeah, if you're ready for a new puppy, make sure you're ready for new furniture as well.
It does get better. I will tell you, it does get better. But being the puppy,
you just have to walk them to the point they're almost collapsing from exhaustion.
Yeah, wear them out.
That's the key.
Yeah, it is.
And it's hard on you because it's like, man, I don't want to get out there again.
But they won't have the energy to tear stuff up.
Take them to daycare. Leave them there all night.
Exhaust themselves.
Bright side, you get to go shopping for new furniture, though. So.
Yeah,
I guess. I'm sorry, Kelsey. I see, Kelly, it's not as bad for your puppy. Your puppy's just pooping.
Yeah, he's not a destroyer. Yeah.
That's why I rescue a dog that's 2 or older.
Uh huh.
That's the ideal. Yeah, they still got the playfulness, but they're not puppy status.
After yesterday, I seriously want a dog like Al's. Curtis is such a good dog.
Thank
Curtis
you, man.
Is so good.
I was bragging about Curtis to everybody.
Really?
Oh yeah.
Those are the most high spirit. He has a golden doodle. I was watching people walk their golden doodles at Halloween last night. They're a lot.
Yeah?
It's a lot.
He's a mini. He's 35 pounds.
He's a mini. Curtis was great for me when I watched him. I walked him with Wheeze.
They have to be trained, and if they're not, you know, a lot of people just...
Right, right. Oh, they like to run. They like to be active. They're very active dogs.
Yeah.
And for Curtis to, like, be trained to sit in a chair...
That's a miracle.
And so good. Yeah, that was...
But he will. He'll sit in a chair for a couple of hours if he needs to.
We have a Halloween first world problem here from Nadia. Hi, Nadia.
Good morning.
Good morning. What's going on?
So my Halloween costume had sleeves with, like, dangly pieces of fabric on it.
Yeah.
And I looked amazing. However, I had a very hard time going to the bathroom without accidentally dipping it in the toilet.
Yeah.
When it came time to wipe.
Oh, no.
Yeah. I feel you.
Those fashionable sleeves, too, the big bell sleeves.
Uh-huh.
It's just about when you're eating, it gets in your feet. You have to hold your sleeve back to eat. Stuff. It's just a mess.
You have to think about everything when you get your coffee.
That's where you need to hire people. You know, wipers,
sleeve holders.
Send us a picture of your costume on the text.
Butt wipers,
only if it's sexy, right, Alex?
Well, you know, I just wanted to see what the costume looked like.
Thank you, Nadia, for your call.
Name's Nadia.
No, that's why. Hot name. Nadia.
Yeah. Hot name.
There you go. Hey, Tiffany.
Hey.
I'm already laughing at your first world problem. What happened?
Well, I was putting gel eyeliner on, got one eye done, and it ran out. Hashtag.
Oh.
So yeah, one eye's looking on point this morning.
Yeah.
Oh, man.
It is.
Well played. Thank you, Tiffany.
Glasses? Yeah. Glasses, maybe? What do you do that?
Would you wipe it off, or you just keep one eye looking pretty?
Oh, I think you'd have some sort of eyeshadow or another, you know, something else. I don't know. I have, like, stick liner, gel liner, liquid liner. You have a different kinds of liner depending on the kind of eyeliner you want to do.
I thought y'all just had the one.
I don't know.
Just one thing.
You can use eyeshadow, black eyeshadow for a lot of things. I use black eyeshadow when my hair starts growing out and I need to get it colored.
Right.
I put black eyeshadow on those roots.
Roots.
And this, I hope this never happens to me. Emily, what happened to you at the airport?
Hey, so the airline spelled my name wrong, and my pre-check didn't show up on my boarding pass, so I have to go through the regular lane.
Oh,
oh
no!
Oh,
a beating.
No. It is a beating when you have pre-check and all of your friends don't, or whoever you're traveling with. So you're like, do I stand in line with them?
There are two people in this world.
Yeah.
George, boss man George, who will stay with you in line.
He'll stay with you.
And Big Al Mac, who will see you at the other city that you're traveling to.
I spent that $100 and I got my global entry. I'm going. If I get pre-checked, I'm going
pre-checked. I was traveling with the best girlfriend once, and she had global entry, and the wait in customs in Miami was 2 hours, and she went through, and I was like, so you're going to be alone on the other side, and I'm going to be alone here, and we're traveling together.
If it's just two of us.
And she went through, and so it was like 2 hours we were apart. I'm like, okay, bye.
Told you.
If it's just two of us, if it's my girl, okay, I got to stay with her. But if it's like us, and y'all for whatever reason don't have pre-check and I do, y'all are good because y'all are together.
Yes.
Okay. If it's a group, then I'm going through.
It's all good.
It doesn't make sense. Both people need it.
I'll be at TGI Fridays at the bar.
Priorities.
Thank you, Emily. You rock that TSA pre-check. I need to get it. I need to get the international one.
Yeah.
Every time
I
get
global.
That X. Yeah, I get the X every time. All right, Kid Nation, we got the password for you to play Beat the Bank
Extreme.
You could win up to $1,000 if you pick the correct vault, and there's only a few remaining. So, the password you'll need is November.
All right.
Basically, today. November is your password. We'll play Beat the Bank Extreme next.
This is the Kid Craddock Morning Show.
All right, Kid Nation, it's time to play Beat the Bank
Extreme.
Hopefully you can win $1,000, but first you have to give us a call at 800-KID-LIVE.
800-543-3548.
800-5-GEEK-IT.
Give us that password, choose the vault, take as much money as you can before that door closes. It'll be all yours. And hopefully you're enjoying some candy this morning.
Oh, I'm unwrapping some right now, JC.
So I was talking to the guys in the back. And Justin goes, part-time Justin asked me, hey, why don't you bring the extra candy from your kids to work this morning? Because we like to do that because I don't want my kids eating candy at all time, the whole day, and sugar highs and all that. And I told him, because this year they got smart.
What did they do?
We got home from trick-or-treating. I went to go get changed. Came back out. It was time to put them to bed, so I put them to bed. And when you put them to bed, that's the time you start going after the candy. Right?
Right.
And you take about half of it, so that way they don't really notice. They still have their candy, but you remove the excess candy. Well, this year, my kids hid the candy.
They hid it?
Because they know.
Yeah. And I spent a good 30 minutes looking for the candy.
Couldn't find it.
I could not find it.
Wow.
I have no idea where they put it. But props to them, because they found a hiding spot that I don't know about in our house.
You'll hear them rummaging at some point.
Yeah.
You know, you'll see one of them will leave the room and you can follow them.
Well, they'll bust it out, I'm sure, when they get home from school, but like, couldn't do it last night. I could not find it.
Is that a squirrel in my attic? No, it's Kaysen looking for candy.
Kaysen up.
Looking for his own candy.
Yeah. I did see this on Twitter. People were posting the weirdest things that people put on their kids' trick-or-treat bags.
Okay.
And it ranged from a mixtape.
Awesome.
The person that passes out a mixtape to a person that was passing out a... People were getting mad about Cheetos. This lady was upset that...
Chips, yeah.
Yeah, some people... I think that's a great trick-or-treat.
I don't see anything wrong with it.
Kids typically want candy, though.
I know they want candy.
My little sister, I'm taking her around. She goes... She left the house and she goes... Everyone's just giving me chocolate. I was like, yeah, it's candy. She's like, I want the free stuff.
Yeah.
She I like wanted, the gummies. She wanted the sugar.
We had a lot of honor system in our neighborhood.
Because everybody has kids, right?
They have kids. They want to go out with their kids to trick-or-treat. So they put the bowl or three bowls. And there would be a sign, take two pieces or whatever. And, of course, my neighbor came over and she said, first kid took the entire bowl.
Oh, my gosh.
But you know, we saw a lot of doors where it wasn't like that. People were literally doing exactly what was requested of them.
We went to a house and they didn't even seem to know that it was a holiday.
What do you mean?
And, well, because we rang the doorbell, the lights were on.
Uh-huh.
And there were three little boys and they answered the door and they were like dancing to music. I don't know. They were just hanging out. And Lucy's like, trick or treat. And the dad comes to the door and he's like, oh, let me see if I have anything. He like went to the pantry and got, like, fruit roll-ups or something.
Wow.
Like, they didn't even know that this was going on. It was so funny.
My lights were on. I didn't get one single...
No, not in our
there
area.
Was a party foul. A lot of people had their lights on and they weren't home. You got to turn your lights off on Halloween if you're not home.
If your porch light is on, that means you're home. That's and we're going to knock on your door.
And you got candy.
If you have Halloween decorations, we're definitely going to knock on your door, even if the porch light is off.
Yeah.
We're assuming you're trying to be spooky.
So interesting, just the different styles. You know, some people leave it outside even though they're sitting in their living room and you can see them, but they don't want to interact with kids.
You don't want to get up 50 million times, especially if your program's on.
Yeah.
That is so weird. You're in the recliner and the bowl's outside. What are you doing?
I did see a post from somebody that ordered food and they had just gotten home from work. So, you know, after a long day of work, you're tired, you don't have any kids, so you're not really into it.
Right.
And somebody knocked on the door. He thought it was a delivery driver, so he walked up with the money, opened the door, and it was kids trick-or-treating. So he's like, yo, here's $2 each.
Yeah,
had to give him the money for his
food. Not bad.
Yeah, my bad, guys. But yeah, so I couldn't find the kids' Halloween candy this morning.
You'll find it.
So hopefully I'll find it and I'll be able to bring you guys some.
Yeah.
Because I know everybody in the office.
Follow the trail of candy wrappers.
That's what I'm going to have to do.
Yeah.
It was very successful. It was so heavy that I had to carry my kids' bags all the way home.
Wow.
That's how heavy their bags got. On top of my daughter's feet hurting because she was wearing heels.
She's five.
They're a witch's heels.
You start telling her beauty knows no pain.
That's what I tried to tell her. She didn't know, Jen.
Poor thing.
And don't forget, the big midterm election is going to be next Tuesday.
Yeah.
We want you to get out there and vote. Doesn't matter who you're voting for, just vote.
Vote it up.
Use your right as an American. But
the great thing about early voting is, like Kelly has done and Jenna's done, hopefully it'll go today. You can vote anywhere in your county.
Right.
You can vote anywhere. It's not necessarily in your precinct. So you can just be driving down
that
the street.
That might not be true in every state.
Yeah, it ranges from state to state. Well, but
I don't know.
I said that.
A lot of people are wondering, why are the federal elections always in November and always on Tuesdays? Why on Tuesday? Why not on a Saturday when we have the day off? Why not on a Friday when maybe our bosses will let us out a little bit early?
It's Tuesday.
Well, no. I learned something.
Okay.
It comes down to the weather, harvest, and worship. Back when voters traveled polls by horse, Tuesday was an ideal day because it allowed people to worship on a Sunday, so you still get to go to church, ride to their county seat on Monday, vote on a Tuesday, all before Market Day, which was Wednesday.
Oh, wow.
And the month November fit nicely between the harvest time and the brutal winter weather in the east.
So it's just been a tradition.
So, the tradition just stuck around from the old times.
I like the way you say worship. You say warship.
Worship.
Like a warship.
Worship.
Yeah, I like that.
How about worship?
Worship.
Worship.
Yeah.
In Mexico, this
worship.
Always
worship.
This always was kind of funny to me that they'll have elections. You can't drink like the day before the election
or the day of the election
because they didn't want people to drink
clear-headed.
And forget to vote or whatever.
Yeah, it's not about being clear-headed. It's about people just going out and drinking and not. Getting things done,
Was
that like an everyday occurrence?
Mexico,
every day?
Yes.
You can't remember to go to work the next day, but you could drink so much you forget to vote.
And touristy, I don't know exactly, but I like it. I mean, people are clear headed that day. Nobody is offering alcohol. And then you go back to normal after the election is done.
But if you plan your Mexico vacation around election day, you're like, what? I can't drink?
Yeah.
I can't have a drink.
It really does hit the tourists really
American.
Hard.
American!
I know, sorry.
I can't vote.
But our people.
Wow.
Then you know what else I found out that was pretty interesting?
What?
The longest span between a movie and its sequel is 64 years. And you probably will never guess what movie it is.
I won't.
You know what it is, Kelly? It's a Disney movie.
If it's an old, like, Snow White or Cinderella, something like that, a cartoon?
It's one of those, yep. Oh. But not a princess.
Not a princess.
Mm-mm.
Is it?
It's an animal.
Oh, the Jungle Book?
Nope.
Bambi.
It's Bambi.
Bambi.
I had no idea.
Bambi?
They did a Bambi 2, apparently. I had no idea.
I had no idea.
But it came out 64 years after the original did.
Hmm. Oh, Bambi's sad.
I've never seen Bambi. I've only heard it because the DVD player in the back seat and right around, my daughter listens. So I've heard Bambi, but I've never seen it.
Oh, man. It wrecked me. I thought for sure my mom was going to die.
Yeah.
Oh, no.
When I watched that movie. Yeah.
Bambi, I don't even remember all the details, but I remember being very distraught. And Fievel Goes West. Did not like.
Which one's that one?
Fievel Goes West, when that little mouse gets lost in the flood. And he's just like, Dad. I just remember being like, no.
Very upsetting.
Yeah, very upsetting losing family members.
My daughter hysterical when she was first watched Cinderella. Because we had to turn it off. Because the stepsisters were so mean.
She couldn't handle that.
She couldn't handle it.
I'd just
and
be
she's
like,
sobbing.
Welcome to adult life, EK.
Right?
My son,
ready for it.
My son and I have similar crying experiences when it comes to movies.
Really?
Because...
Did you cry the same movie?
No, it wasn't the same movie, but it's sort of similar because the first time I remember crying hysterically as a kid was when I was 5 years old and I watched Godzilla. And it was one of the old Godzillas.
Yeah.
And I remember, like, it was just old, but I remember Godzilla fell from a building or something and Godzilla had a baby.
Aww.
I don't recall exactly, but I remember feeling so sad for the baby Godzilla that I cried. And my mom had to come into my room and comfort me because she thought something was wrong with me.
Baby monster.
Yeah. So my son was watching. We got the Jurassic World DVD because it just came out. My son loves Jurassic Park. We dressed up for it for Halloween. He was Blue. I was Owen. But when we were watching it a couple of weeks back, there is a scene in Jurassic World where they go back to the island and then they have to escape because a volcano's erupting.
Don't tell that. It makes me cry.
Yeah,
it's the saddest scene.
I get it, but when that, you know what scene I'm talking about, right, Kelly?
I know what scene you're talking about.
With the big, what's the dinosaur with the long neck? What's his name?
Brontosaurus.
The Brontosaurus is standing right there, and all you can see
is
the silhouette, and then there's the smoke from the volcano, and he's standing on the pier just doing his...
Crying.
His Brontosaurus sound like the...
Please don't leave me.
Please don't leave me. And they're on their ships, and they're looking back at all these dinosaurs, and they're all standing, they're like, yo, you forgot us. And my son, all of a sudden,
awful,
just let out a wail.
Awful.
Really?
Just like a, whoa. And we looked at him, we're like, what's wrong? He goes, I don't want him to die.
I know.
I don't want him to die.
But all the dinosaurs did die, baby. You got to tell him.
Spoiler.
You're dead anyway. It's just a movie.
Yeah, it's just a movie. I told him, but it hit him so hard.
Oh, and the other one, my daughter stood up hysterically screaming. Hysterically. And thank God it was the loudest scene in the movie, so people couldn't really hear her.
Yeah.
Toy Story.
Oh, three?
The one where they're going into the incinerator.
Yeah, Toy Story 3.
It's horrifying, Jenna.
I know.
In the movie theater. Imagine seeing it on TV at home is one thing. But you're in the theater, and your kid is so tiny, and that screen is so big. And here, all the toys are going to burn to death.
They're holding
my
hands.
My daughter, and I'm sobbing.
Who writes these movies?
Me. It is horrible. And my daughter stands up, and she's screaming bloody murder, top of her lungs. No! And I'm like, please, Dad, calm down, calm
it's
down.
It's Disney, it's going to be okay.
But it was so loud,
yeah.
Nobody heard it.
You're going to see something calm, New Jack City or something.
I was holding it.
Honestly,
right?
It would have probably gone over her head.
I was holding it together, okay, on Toy Story 3 until they held hands while they were going, oh.
Into the incinerator.
I think that must be why I started loving horror films as a young child, because I just emotionally could not handle those kinds of movies.
Yeah.
It's too emotional.
I couldn't deal. I couldn't deal with
the heartstring stuff.
The heart stuff, yeah. Yeah, so I'm like, I'll just watch scary stuff.
Yeah.
Because it's a little more non... It's a different kind of emotion.
Yeah. I watched Leatherface last night a little bit.
Texas Chainsaw?
Yeah. It was the beginnings, I guess, because he was a young guy. It was the end of the movie. It was just super
from
gory.
The 70s.
It was new.
The original.
Yeah. No, it was not the original.
The Jessica Biel remake of Texas Chainsaw is pretty scary.
That was pretty good.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so I got that. Yeah, but I didn't cry at any of the deaths because it's expected.
Yes.
When it's expected.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm like, yeah.
Oh, because it was people.
Yeah.
When it's animals.
When it's toys and animals, you lost me. I'm going to completely lose it. I'm going to cry so hard. All right, let's give away this money, Kid Nation.
Do it.
Beat the bank. Extreme. Holidays are here. Lordy. Time to start stressing about the
month away from ours.
Yeah.
I was going to rent a date.
This lady told me yesterday that their company is having their company Christmas party at the movies. They're going to a movie.
That's awesome.
It's like an outing. It's more of like an outing.
Well, I was like,
you know what? It's a lot of money. Everybody expects the boss to do something, but somebody's got to pay for that.
Yeah, but at least you want to be able to socialize, don't you?
Yeah. How are you going to get the drunk person making a fool of themselves if they're watching a movie?
I don't know.
Right.
Every party needs one of those.
Then you got to pick out a movie that everybody is going to like.
Yeah.
Well, then why don't you plan something, office worker, for their party? Your employees to come over to your house, you know?
Well, this wasn't my party.
I'm saying, if you don't like the way the boss is doing it, you do something.
Yeah, what are you doing, boss man, Al?
Me? We close down and go to Christmas party. We have
Christmas
party every year. Yeah. One time I took them to the casino. I rented a bus and
we
one of my employees got banned and they can't go back to the casino anymore. And one year we went to the indoor skydiving place. I had some good Christmas parties, man.
One year you took them to Mexico, didn't you?
That was the Christmas party. I gave it to them on Christmas.
Yeah.
And then we went in July, took like 15 employees.
That's
to Mexico.
A big party. Now I'm thinking, I'm like, I have a business now. I need to do something for Christmas for three people. What do I do?
A Christmas party.
Dinner. A dinner.
Take them to a movie. Yeah.
All right.
Oh, man. When is our Christmas party? December? It's in December, though, at least, right?
That Saturday is.
Yeah, the
Saturday. Gotta find me a date. Mm-hmm. Ask one girl. She never told me anything.
She left you on red. Someone you're not dating to the company Christmas party.
Because he wants a date.
I'm not dating anybody, so anybody I take is someone I'm not dating.
Right. Yeah. You don't take a date.
Sure.
But right now he can build up the relationship for a month.
Yeah.
So when it comes time for the Christmas party, it's all good.
Why don't you take a listener and get to know them between now and then?
Would you do that?
Maybe.
There was a really pretty Kid Nation member that sent her picture a couple days ago asking Al out on a date. Maybe I forgot to show you.
Thanks, JC.
But you get a lot of those on the text.
Okay.
A lot of ladies professing their love for
you. Why don't you start offering money?
Okay, $100.
Uh-huh. I don't exchange money for dates.
You should help them out. Exactly.
Yeah. Hi, Jessica.
Hi. Oh, my gosh. I'm trying to regulate my breathing and not throw up.
Don't do that. Big deep breath.
Actually, you know what? We've never had someone do that on the show.
Yeah.
On the phone side.
That'd be pretty good.
I'm trying not to be the first. JC, did you like the haikus?
What's that?
Did you like the haikus?
The haikus?
The chewy.
Yes. Are you the one that sent those?
I did.
Those are so good.
Oh, my God.
He ate all of them in 5 minutes.
Jessica.
Oh, my God. They're so good.
Those are my favorite candies now. I could not put them down.
I couldn't either. I think I almost blacked out because I ate my body weight in them.
Oh, well, I'm glad you got through, and I'm glad you sent us those candies because I had no idea they were out there, and now I'm fully aware of the haichus for sure.
Oh, glad you enjoyed them.
Well, Jessica, what are you up to right now?
I'm late for work, but that's okay.
Yeah, it's all good. What do you do for work?
I am working international admissions at Auburn University at Montgomery.
Whoa, international admissions.
Other go talk.
Yeah.
That's pretty cool.
Yes.
So you get all from all over the world. Are they in different languages when they try to get into the school?
They have to pass a language proficiency, so we can communicate pretty well.
Okay.
Who are you having a big LSU-Alabama game?
Well, we're the sister school, too. It's not going to be, come on, Auburn's not doing really great this year.
They'll be back
this season. But,
all right.
Yeah,
all right.
All right, Jessica. Well, what did you decide to choose? What number?
65.
Vault number 65. All right, let's pull up to that vault.
Hello.
Okay.
Please enter your password.
November.
Password. Nice accepted.
Job. There it is.
Nice job. Halfway home, baby.
Jessica got access.
Let's go.
She got access to vault number 65. Big Al Mack, tell Jessica how we play Beat the Bank Extreme, sir.
Well, Jessica, you're going to enter the vault. You're going to hear dollar amounts hollered out by our banker. They're going to increase. Could get all the way up to $1,000 optimistically, but we don't know. When you hear a number that makes you feel comfortable, you just say stop, and you'll get that number, that amount of money. If the vault door closes, Jessica, before you say stop, you will go home with nothing. Zero. Nada. Empty-handed. Do you understand?
I understand.
Awesome.
Well, if that happens, I will send her high chews in return.
Yeah, okay.
Nice.
I'll return the favor. All right, Jessica. Yeah. You know the rules. We want you to win big. Let's do it. Let's play.
Beat the bank.
$120. $250.
280. 340. 370. 420. 450. 500. 570. 700. 730.
700.
$700.
Judges?
That was good.
We're getting the judge. 700 from the judge.
Yeah.
$700. Congratulations.
Boom, Jessica.
Thank you.
All right, that was good.
What are you going to do with that money, Jessica?
Oh, I'm trying not to cry.
Aww. Aww. Do you need the money?
No.
It's just fun.
My sister was nominated for the VoiceOver Award. So we are going to L.A. for the VoiceOver Awards, and I'm going to go blow it celebrating with her in Los Angeles in 2 weeks.
Yay. That's cool. Well,
I didn't know there was such a thing. Yeah. That's awesome.
Hopefully she wins. Yeah.
Oh, I know. She's nominated for 2 awards for some video games.
Voiceover.
Cool. So,
what video games?
Which one? I'm really proud of her. So, it's The Exorcist. Virtual reality and another one.
What a cool gig.
Wow.
Yeah.
I auditioned for those years ago and never got one.
Really?
Well, be a voiceover in a voice in a video game.
Because Jessica's sister's taking on the job.
Right. Yeah.
Well, Jessica,
it's really cool. I'm proud of her.
You got $700, Jessica. You can take that to LA and go see your sister win an award, but just for fun, let's see how high it would have gone.
Okay.
730. 790. 840.
Oh, wow.
1,000.
You got most of it, though.
Yeah, you got most
of it.
That's
okay. That's okay. I'll take it. It's $700 more than I had
5 minutes ago.
That's right.
Best way to look at it, Jessica. Congratulations. It was a pleasure talking to you. Thank you for the high chews. And hold on for us. Send us pictures, too, from L.A. when you're out there. We'd like to see those on the text. There you go, Kid Nation. That's how we play Beat the Bank Extreme. In fact, we have another password headed your way in about 30 minutes. We'll hook you up, hopefully, with $1,000, just like Jessica got that vault right there. And coming up next, I know we told you this is the last week of playing Beat the Bank Extreme.
Uh-huh.
Tomorrow's actually the last day.
Right.
We do have something in the works for you, Kid Nation. We'll give you the details. And also, producer Nick sit down with Rami Malek from Bohemian Rhapsody, which comes out this weekend. We'll hear that as well next.
It's the Kid Craddock Morning Show.
Got another password for Beat the Bank Extreme in about 20 minutes. And we told you this is the last week of Beat the Bank, but we got something coming your way.
We do?
Starting Monday morning, High-Low Game is back. We're going to fill up the phone lines and let you guess the exact dollar amount of that day's prize. It could be anywhere between $500 and $1,500.
Whoa.
Guess it right, and you win.
Now, if you're wrong, we'll say higher or lower,
or
until we get a winner. No need to sign up. Just be listening around 7:40 a.m. Central, and keep listening until we get a winner.
Oh, it's like The Price is Right.
Yeah.
Higher, higher, lower, 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 higher. I love that.
Because I'm high!
And like that, you only get one guess.
Exactly. High-Low starts on Monday morning, so get ready for that. Up to $1,500. That's a lot of money right there, Kid Nation.
Good Christmas cash.
Joining us in studio right now, Nicholas Adams. Hello, sir.
Hello.
Producer Nick.
Thanks for having me.
You got to sit down with a big star.
I did. I got to sit down with Rami Malek, who stars as Freddie Mercury in the new Queen biopic, Bohemian Rhapsody. And I don't really talk about my love for Queen that much. It doesn't really come up because all we talk about is Justin Bieber and Selena Gomez. But Queen is my favorite band. They are.
Oh, nice.
I love Queen, and I have since high school.
Never more than Taylor Swift.
More than Taylor Swift, yeah.
I love Queen.
I have several Queen like live performance DVDs I watch every year. Like, I am a real Queen fan.
You're able to do the entire Bohemian Rhapsody song.
I mean, I don't
I'm not going to make you, but you can if you want.
I mean, I guess if I thought about it hard enough. Sure.
Because that's a long song.
I know.
It is a long song.
And I just cringe every time somebody selects it.
Great.
Yeah.
We always sing the latter part. I love the intro.
And the cool thing about Bohemian Rhapsody, the movie, is it follows the band from when they formed until this really big performance they had in 1985 for Live Aid. Yeah. One of their big concerts at the time. It sold out Wembley Stadium, and it was like the biggest concert in history at the time. And so it's really cool to see the band form, and it's cool to see how they wrote some of these crazy songs. And nobody knows the meaning of the song Bohemian Rhapsody. It just kind of sounds like a bunch of words thrown together that don't really make sense. And so they kind of explain a little bit about that song and just the rest of their big iconic songs, like We Will Rock You and Fat Bottom Girls and stuff like that. So it's really cool.
Fat Bottom Girls!
That one?
So they don't deal with his death?
They do not. He died in 91. But at first, I didn't know how much of his personal life they would show. At one point, Sacha Baron Cohen was going to play Freddie Mercury.
I remember that.
And he dropped out for creative differences. And
he
so they
wanted to show more than they were willing to show.
Maybe so. But so no one really knew what exactly they were going to show. And they do. They get into Freddie's personal life and his illness and stuff like that.
Okay.
So,
Sasha would have had the perfect mustache for Freddie Mercury.
Yeah, and Rami Malek, I mean, when you see him on screen, it's incredible how much he looks like Freddie Mercury.
Sasha's too tall. Freddie's so small.
How tall is Freddie?
Freddie was like 5'9"-ish, and that's the exact height as Rami Malek.
Okay, I thought he was even smaller than that. His clothes are in the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame Museum in Cleveland, and his clothes are like size zero. Yeah. They're the smallest things ever.
Yeah, and it's just really cool to see this larger-than-life character person brought to life on screen. It's really cool.
Well, we have a clip of what Nick did before the interview started. Let's take a listen to that.
Can you say hi to my friends?
No, but we can take a picture.
Oh, sorry.
Is that all right?
Yep. Thank you.
Well, that's
This happened after Nick sat down with Rami.
Yeah, I did this about a month ago. So it's been a while.
We're not going to touch on that, and Rami already talked about it.
Yeah, I mean, I can say sitting in the room with him for... It was weird. Usually you go in one reporter at a time to these interviews, so you don't really see the other people. I was just in a room with two or three other reporters, so I got to watch other people go too. So I was in the room with him for a good 30, 45 minutes.
And you're like, they're taking all my questions.
Right. And I mean, he wants to talk about this movie. You know, he's very...
Yeah, he seems like a serious actor.
He's
a thespian.
Yes. Yeah, you know, if you go off track a little bit, he will quickly correct you back.
Wow. Okay.
As I saw with a few other people before, we quickly got back to the interview. But I got to talk to Rami Malek and two other guys from the movie. This guy named Gwillem Lee and a guy named Joe Mazzello. And now Joe Mazzello, I'm looking at him and I'm like, I know this guy. I know this guy in the trailers and stuff. What's he from? I look him up. He was the little boy in Jurassic Park.
He's
grown up, and he's in this Queen movie. Oh. And he was in Simon Birch, one of my other favorite movies as a kid. And so it was really cool talking to him, too. But most of this that you'll hear is Rami Malek.
Well, what's up, guys? I'm Nick from the Kid Credit Morning Show. Thanks for having me. If you guys were an actual band, the biggest in the world, like Queen was at the time, what would be on your tour riders?
Hey, if someone even offers me a rider, I'd be pretty happy to just know that.
All right. You guys, you can do all the research, you can read all the books, watch all the performances about the men that you're playing, but what were you surprised to learn about these guys from personal conversations with family, friends, the men themselves, about these guys you were playing?
Well, I mean, we were very lucky that we had those guys on set, and they're so generous with their time.
One of the most fascinating things about watching Brian May and Roger Taylor talk about Freddie is just the way their demeanor changes. I mean, you can tell there's so much reverence and love and appreciation for the man they lost, and I garner the most just from watching their body language and demeanor change, because you can just see how deeply they are affected.
Now, Rami, you're playing this larger than life character, the most unique person that's ever walked around here. Was that someone that you had to kind of stay in character on set, or were you able to kind of break in and out of Freddie at a moment's notice?
I don't think I could break in and out of him at a moment's notice, but I would say when you get a chance to play someone who is that magnificent and bold and and ostentatious every day, and you get to end every sentence with darling or dear. It's not something you want to, when you want to revert back to your normal self.
Yeah,
I enjoyed it. I mean, when you can walk around set and keep a little Freddie Mercury in your pocket, you try to hold on to that.
Now, if you did ever find yourself slipping back in out of Freddie, was there a phrase or a movement or something that you could do to kind of get back in there, to get back in the zone?
It's funny. It's almost the opposite. We all kind of had something we would catch each other doing that would get us in.
Rami, I don't know if I ever get a chance to sit down with you again. And you have one of the best stare downs on camera ever. Your eyes, something you do with your eyes, is wonderful.
Oh, thank you.
Could I have a staring contest with you?
Oh, my gosh.
I feel like we've been having one already.
Okay. You're going to lose. You're going to lose.
No, you just blinked.
Yeah, I'm not doing a staring
contest. Oh, no, okay. Well, guys, it's a great
movie. Off camera, maybe. Yeah.
It's a great movie. Thanks for making it.
Thanks, man.
Thanks very much.
Well done, Nick.
Yeah, he's serious.
He's a serious dude. He's serious dude. Yeah. He loves this movie, so it's a fun one.
Some sort of like airport terminal. It was like there was something.
It was this balcony that was outdoor.
Oh, okay.
You can check out the entire interview at KidNation.com. Well done, Nicholas.
It's the Kid Craddock Morning Show.
Beat the bank extreme. A new friend, Jinja, in Louisiana. She might be my helper, and I'll be her Santa.
That Big Guy Max trolling on the text. I set my dude up. So, can I ask the wingman or what?
Funny.
Yeah. You guys are talking, though?
Yeah. Okay. JC,
some girl sent JC a picture. Or she didn't send JC
not me,
a picture.
The show.
She sent it to the show on Kinesh, 800-543-3548. Feel free to send yours. And so JC gave me the phone number, so I just started texting her on my cell phone. So we've been talking. So she invited me to her party. I can't go because I got plans this Saturday, but she invited me to Shreveport. She's in outside of Conroe, Louisiana. Or Monroe, Louisiana.
Yeah.
Conroe's Georgia.
Yes.
Monroe, Louisiana.
Yes.
So, but anyways, they're off to a great start. So I'm excited for you, Al.
Thank you.
Aw.
Hi, Cece.
Hey.
Cece, do you love me?
Yeah.
How you doing this morning?
Oh, my gosh, I'm so excited. I've got tech party going on. I've been listening to you guys since I'm in Texas in 2006. I'm so excited.
Oh, that's when I started on the show. Yeah.
See?
What are you doing right now? Are you working?
I am on my way to work in Austin.
Oh, they got that drive going on. What do you do for work?
I work with a robot that does spine surgery.
Whoa! Very interesting.
A robot does surgery.
Yeah.
Yes. Yep.
On the spine, no less.
How dare these robots take the jobs from human doctors?
It's so intricate, you know? Yeah. Crazy.
I know. I would love to see how these robots work. That's interesting, Cece. Which vault did you decide to go with?
Vault number 52.
Vault number 52. All right, let's go ahead and get that one ready for you.
Hello. Please enter your password.
Buffet.
Mm-hmm. Password nice. Accepted.
I would even accept a buffet. You know, just in case you want to throw the T in there. It's in the word. Why not throw it?
Or Buffett.
Use all the letters in there. Congratulations, Cece. You have gained access into our vault, which means you'll be in there with our banker. He's going to give you dollar amounts, and those will increase the longer you stay in there. How gutsy are you feeling? Because you could pull out $1,000. That is the maximum. Even if he says that, you still need to yell stop. That's your only job, because if you don't and that door closes at any time, you get nothing, okay?
Got it.
There Cece got this.
All right, girlfriend.
All right, Cece, let's do it. Let's win some money. Let's play.
Beat the bank. $90, $140, $180, $220, $260, $290, $350. $450, $470, $550, $600.
Stop. All right.
All right,
girl. $600.
There you go, Cece.
Thank you, holla.
$600 for you. What are you going to spend that money on, Cece?
I'm closing on a house on Black Friday, so it'll probably go towards that.
Nice. Do you get a Black Friday discount?
I wish.
Yeah, right? Well, all right. You put that $600 towards that new home. Congratulations on the new house, by the way.
Yep.
And
thank you.
Just for fun, Cece, let's see how high it would have gone.
$680.
Good
instinct. Great job.
You got basically most of that money. All of it.
Great job.
All right, Cece, you hold on first. We'll get you all set up. You drive safe out there to Austin and have fun at work, okay?
Thank you so much, guys.
No, thank you. And don't forget, tomorrow's the last day of Beat the Bank Extreme. You still have two chances to win up to $1,000.
That's it.
But we got something coming your way on Monday, so don't you worry. The money's not going to stop. Just beat the bank. So make sure you join us 7:10 and 8:10 Central.
It's the Kid Craddock Morning Show.
Well, you guys, we have a big announcement.
What's that?
We're going to welcome another member to our Kid Nation family.
Oh, really?
In fact, two members are going to be welcomed into our podcast family. The podcast is going to be called Logically Irrational.
Okay.
Now, you know her, the female on the podcast, from Dancing with the Stars, because she won that bad boy.
Yes.
She was also on The Bachelor.
I don't like to talk about that too much.
Yeah. I don't even remember the guy who did her wrong, but screw that guy.
Right?
Because all we remember is her name. You know her as Melissa Rycroft. And she actually ended up marrying
The true love of her life,
who she was with prior to going on
that
show, Ty Strickland. So those two are doing a podcast together, and she's on the phone with us right now.
Oh.
Hi, Melissa.
Hi, Melissa.
It's both of us, actually. You got the husband as well. Ty's here.
What's up,
Ty? Buddy.
What's up, Ty?
How's it going?
All right, so your guys' podcast is going to debut this morning.
That's right. Yeah, we're really excited about it. We've been talking about it for a long time and procrastinating on it and felt like it was the right time to finally make a move and do it.
Yeah.
Yeah, because it is a commitment. I mean, once you make the commitment, we got to, you know, give our audience a show every week, and that's the plan, right?
Mm-hmm. Yes, and that's kind of why we procrastinated on it, because our schedules have always been so crazy that when we did this, we wanted to make sure we did it the right way.
Uh-huh.
And I think it's time.
Yeah, we're making time. We're making it a priority, and so we will... I'm pretty much going to do as I'm told, but we will put out a podcast every week.
Smart man, Ty. Just do as the wife says, and you'll have a happy life right there. Now, a lot of the times when you start a podcast, one of the most difficult things, it's not actually coming up with the content. That comes. It's coming up with the name. How did you guys come up with your name?
Kind of funny story. We always joke about how emotional and sometimes irrational Melissa can get. I know. There's a thin line I'm walking there. And I tend to look at everything totally, you know, black and white, logically. And so there's kind of been an inside joke between us. And then when we decided to do this, it kind of made sense.
Perfect.
And what is going to be like the subject matter for your show? Is it mostly about your relationship? And I know you have three small kids.
Mm-hmm. We're kind of not doing it all per se, but definitely relationship and family is going to be a big part of it. Ty begged me to put in some reality TV talk, so that's going to be huge.
I'm sure he
He's
did.
Such a fan.
something like that.
You do have a lot of connections, so you'll probably have a lot of your, you know, celebrity friends from Hollywood will be popping up on the podcast.
Yeah, we'll see. And that's kind of why we wanted to keep it open, you know, and not really tie it down to just a few specific things. But we noticed at night, you know, the couple hours when it was just us, the kids were in bed, we had really great conversation. We'd be watching TV and it would kind of go to whatever we were watching and launch somewhere else. And that's kind of the conversation we wanted to bring to the podcast.
Awesome. Did you get some people all lined up when you were at Dancing with the Stars? Because you were on the show again recently, Melissa.
A couple weeks ago.
I did. Yeah, I've got some fun ideas. There were some people I met for the first time. I hadn't met either of the Bachelor contestants that are on the show, so I got to meet them and then see some old friends. So I've definitely got some things in my back pocket if we need to use them.
Oh, yeah, you got to see Grocery Store Joe?
I did. I got to meet Grocery Store Joe. I've never met him before.
Well, he needs some help on that. I can't, I can't believe he's still on it.
Dancing's hard.
It is hard.
He's a man of few words and few dance steps, for sure.
Hey, Ty, have you picked up dancing at all?
Not one bit. Not even a little. that was the short answer to that question, I guess. I've never been much of a dancer, and so
You rock like the one arm up.
Yeah, I like the Jersey Shore.
Now, Ty and Melissa, we've been trying to convince JC and his wife Kenzie to do a podcast for about a year now.
Yes.
Can you say something to convince them to do it? Because we think it'd be so funny. Kenzie's so naturally funny. And we're just trying to get them to just go for it.
Now before you answer, let me give you the background. I'm cool with it because I do this for a living. I'm a radio personality. But my wife is a little bit tentative when it comes to hearing her own voice and being wide open.
It's probably the same for Ty because Melissa was used to doing it and being public and Ty wasn't.
Yeah. So how'd you get over that fear, Ty?
Oh, I haven't, but I just figure that you know, whenever we're having these conversations, or you know, sometimes we tend to bicker back and forth. Like if it's recorded, I'll either be able to prove that I'm right, I will take lessons in. Man, I should really shut my mouth.
Oh, interesting.
Yeah. It's like if you're an athlete, you get to watch tape on your relationship and go back and listen to it and say, and you know,
that makes sense.
That's a good way to look at it, JC.
And fix it up if you need to. Well, we're really excited. You can follow them along on Instagram because you guys set up the Instagram page, logically_irrational. And then the new one, the first episode debuts this morning. And when are you guys going to drop them every week?
Well, we're going to be really good about it, right? We're making a commitment and we're sticking with it. So every Thursday morning, we'll put out a new episode.
That's when mine comes out.
Oh, look competition there, okay?
I see what's happening here.
A little friendly competition.
We're just riding your coattails. That's
all it really is.
That's
how we're
it.
Doing.
That's it.
You're the lead in to the headline.
That's
okay?
What it is.
That's right. We're the opening act.
Right.
Yeah.
Well, since we're plugging, Logically Irrational and A Sandwich and Some Lovin' both come out every Thursday morning.
And you know what? I will reach out to Kid Nation if you guys can help me come up with a name for the podcast that Kenzie and I would have. That would maybe help push us along to getting her to.
You're not coming
on
out Thursday mornings, too, are you?
Oh, of course.
The more the merrier.
Thursday morning would be great for it.
Yeah.
No, I'll probably push it back to Friday or something. I don't know. But
we'll hook you up.
We're really excited, Melissa and Ty, to have you guys in the family.
Hey, real quick, what's on today's podcast? Can you just tell us what the subject is today, or is it just kind of, hey, get to know us?
Well, no, we talked about when we went to Oktoberfest and met some carnies, and then we delved into housewife talk because, fun little fact, Ty and I were actually almost part of the cast this season, so we get into that.
Oh, what? Yeah.
I want to hear that.
Yeah.
There you go.
I have to download and subscribe.
Who was the one that was not really feeling it? Was that you, Ty?
Oh, I don't know.
I just told you how much he loves reality TV.
Yeah, there it is.
Yes, you did.
Yeah, I feel you on that. So if you want to hear the rest of that story, make sure you tune in. Again, the name of the podcast is Logically Irrational. Melissa and Ty, pleasure to talk to you guys. Pleasure to have you guys in the family, and we look forward to working with you guys.
Thank you so much.
We'll talk to you guys soon.
Bye, thanks.
Bye, guys.
Bye-bye. Thank you.
It all started with a dinner, Kelly. You, Alan, Melissa, and Ty.
Well, I ran into Melissa a little over a year ago at a charity event, and she actually hunted me down.
Really?
Yeah, she's like, oh, my God, I have such a girl crush. And they're like, oh, my God, I have a girl crush on you. You know, because she lives in the area and is listening to our show. And it's like, let's get together. And we finally went to dinner with our husbands. And she brought up at the time that they had tossed around the idea of doing a podcast. You know, people... It's kind of a thing to do now, and it just takes time, and the pieces had to fall into place. So
why not?
I had anything to do with making that happen, sure, I'll take credit for it, but no, it's all them.
And I know we all know Melissa pretty well because we've seen her on TV so long, but I got to meet Ty at a kids party that we had, right?
Yeah, he's a lot of fun.
And he's really funny and quick-witted, so you'll enjoy Ty quite a bit on this podcast.
Yeah, they're great together.
This is the Kid Craddock Morning Show.